I pray that tonight the things that I share are going to be useful, and I'm going to be sharing some tools, and that you would just kind of highlight, I'm going to be kind of all over the map a little bit, and that you would highlight to each woman those things that are for her, and she can grab hold of those, and maybe some can be put on the shelf to use later, or maybe it's just for someone else. But Holy Spirit, we trust you to lead in this process, because you love us. Amen. Amen. So what's working now? I'll tell you, Rennie and I have been accountability partners forever. I mean, it's surely a decade. Now it's like becoming forever ago, right? And I think I put together the format originally, and, you know, so to give it structure so that it's not like an endless thing. You know, I like getting things done. I can be very choleric. And I don't like wasting time. Anyway, so I created a structure where each member of the accountability group had to say, okay, what's working now? That's the first thing. What's working now in my life that maybe would be helpful to some other people in the accountability group? And then the next thing we say is, okay, so then what's not working? Where are we stuck? And then we share an update on the goals that we had set for the prior week and our goals for the next week. And I'll probably say more about that a little later on. But thinking about that, we were just doing that as I was preparing. I thought, you know, that would be a perfect thing to share with my RLC ladies. Just kind of a compendium of all the things I've shared over the years in my accountability groups about what's working in my own life, and to give you a glimpse behind the scenes, kind of open up my little notebook and my routines to you. And as I started putting together this presentation, I thought, you know, Donna, that's kind of what you do every month in the RLC and in the chapel. That's really what I've been doing all along since we began this, sharing what's working now. So some of it, we're going to begin with a review of things that we've already covered. And those of you who have been here from day one, who've been here from the beginning, you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that. And others of you are like, oh, I wasn't part of the RLC when you shared that particular tool or that resource. I'm going to begin making all of these available. I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I am going to do it. I'm going to go through one by one and take all these different teachings that I've done for the RLC and the chapel, and I'm going to kind of bundle them together. It's called splintering for those of you who are working on starting your own online presence with your mission, your mandate, your ministry, whatever you have. It's called splintering. So I'm going to go back and splinter out, you know, like the prayer of protection. I just kind of splintered out just the prayer part, and I give it as a gift to people who may not be familiar with this ministry and the type of resources that we create. And then they have the option if they want to get the training that goes along with it. So I'm going to do that for a lot of the older, as many of them as I can, and just to make it available to a wider audience. Okay, so what I've already shared with you, recapping our journey for those of you who've been here almost from, well, not quite from the beginning. A lot of that was foundational, so I didn't review that here. In the Renewal Lifestyle Club, one of the first in-depth teachings I did was talking about your emotional home. We all have an emotional state that's like our default, like your thermostat in the house. Ours is set to 77, and some people are like, 77. Well, you know, I lived in the desert for 23 years. My kids were raised in the desert. So, you know, we don't need it to be, you know, the Arctic Circle in here. 77 is fine. But so we have a certain temperature that the house just stays around, and you have an emotional home. And it's the sentence that you just feel so. How do you most often finish that? I'm so frustrated. I'm so happy. I'm so depressed. I'm so nervous. I'm so worried. I'm so relaxed. Whatever that emotion is, we all kind of have an emotional home. And that's what that teaching covered. And I really went in depth on that. That's something that I've looked at a lot in my own life and found very fascinating. And then this was a really popular teaching, Jumpstart Your Brain and Maximize Your Morning. And this is when I did that big teaching about how dangerous, how deadly the snooze button is, because your brain and why it's so important to have a consistent bedtime and a consistent wake up time every day, because your brain goes through cycles as you sleep. And if you break the cycle or restart the cycle or don't have a regular pattern that you follow, it can give you brain fog. That's where brain fog very often comes from. It comes from the snooze button. So the snooze button is really dangerous. And what it does is it throws off your morning. And I did a big in-depth teaching about how your morning, even if you're not by nature a morning person, it's just scientifically proven. You know, those first few hours of the day, they set the tone for the whole day. And really, that's the hour of destiny. In fact, there you go. Somebody remind me. I'm writing it down. The hour of destiny. It's the first hour of the day before everybody else is awake. That's the hour where you have the chance to write your great American novel or write your great Bible study guide or do great paintings or, you know, learn to speak another language or launch your own blog, launch your own business. That hour of the day, that is like the hour of power. That's the hour of destiny that you can grab for yourself. So anyway, so I taught on that. And it's just important. I do not want to wake up and have to deal with anybody. I'm sorry. They wouldn't want to deal with me. I got to get up before everybody else, or they're not going to want to be around me either. I've got to have my morning time, and I just guard that. I just treasure that. And then the second part of that, Jumpstarting Your Brain Part 2, was all about ketosis and how what we eat affects our brain chemistry, and specifically how a lot of carbs also cause brain fog. A lot of us are like brain fogging through life. And ketosis is really the thing that I found that, number one, nothing will enable me to lose weight like ketosis. I'll say more about that in a minute. But it really gives me mental clarity. And in that teaching, I talked a lot about the relationship between ketosis and your brain, obviously, jumpstart your brain. And I gave you some tools and recipes of that. And it would be really fun, those of you who are joining me live, go ahead and post your comments with, oh, yeah, I remember that, because I think you've probably learned a lot more than you think you have here at the Renewal Lifestyle Club, and that we've really given you some valuable tools. And each of these had a challenge of its own, and you got to work with the women in your accountability groups. And by the way, if there's an issue with your accountability group, you're not fitting in, or it's not as active as you would like, or it's more active than you would like, get in touch with Rennie and let her know, hey, I need to be assigned to a new group. And then in July, we did Drop a Size in 30 Days, and that was hugely successful. I love that thing. And it's, again, it's a little bit of an off the beaten path of what we typically do in the 90-day renewal. And you think, well, Donna, why did you do that? I'm unconventional in this. Most people who would do a lifestyle program like this would say there's one way, there's only one way, everybody's got to do it this way forever, and that will work. And I just believe that God designed our life to roll out in seasons. There's winter, spring, summer, and fall. And in different seasons, my daughter's texting me. In different seasons of our life, we need different things. And I think that our body is seasonal as well. And I don't think we should do the same thing for our body all year round. I don't. And even if you'll notice in the Becoming the Woman I Want to Be, don't look at your texts. With the cleansing drinks, I recommend mixing that up. And so what we did with introducing the Drop a Size, we took 30 days to just kind of do something different and kind of shake up your body, because your body is designed to adapt. And that adaptation sometimes is good and sometimes it's not good. And that's why you find that, hey, I've been doing this and it's really been working and I'm steadily losing weight or suddenly steadily getting stronger. And then suddenly we just kind of plateaued and I'm not losing weight anymore and I'm not getting stronger. And that's the moment when you have to mix it up. That's why some people talk about cross training. And so we did kind of a diet cross training, and that launched out into its own class, and that's actually available for sale. And I offer that people who don't know, I don't want to do 90 days. Okay, well, you know, do 30 days. And that's a great one. And then I did a teaching on August about how to establish effective accountability. And I think that that's something that I think I'm going to post that back up in the Facebook group for everyone to see, because not everyone did. And it's really super important that you know how to establish effective accountability in your RLC groups. All of you should be part of a small group that's designed for accountability. And you really need to follow a specific format, because otherwise we are women and we know how this goes. It just turns into, you know, one woman monopolizes, or you all get on and just kind of chit and chat and talk about what's not working. Come on, let's just be honest. And so that's why it's important to have a structure. And my guess is that a lot of our groups have gotten away from the structure. And so what's not working is drifting away from the effective accountability structure that I laid out in that August training. So I'm going to repost that to the group. And if you're like, oh, we need a refresher course in our accountability group about how to really get the most out of our RLC membership people, I do see people saying that these are great. Great reminders. Okay, super. And then in September, we did the right to bear arms. And that's one, that's a continual challenge. I didn't know about anyone else, but that's a continual challenge for me, is trying to get my arms toned. And we had a great little challenge on that. And some of you, you look amazing now. And October, we did the end today right. And I guess what I want to say, I should say something about the right to bear arms, is the idea of consistently doing some type of a little arm workout. And we have included some just body weight type exercises, or if you want to pick up a kettlebell, or if you want to pick up, light little dumbbells, or go and get a trainer, whatever. But important to, you know, it said, the Bible says of the Proverbs 31 woman that her arms are strong for the task. And are ours? I don't know. And then end today right. And you've probably heard me talk about that, and we did an in-depth challenge. I loved that challenge. For me personally, that was probably my favorite challenge, because I went all in on that. Tomorrow begins tonight. And if I goof off the night before and end up staying up late and, you know, just don't wrap things up and don't get the house in order and don't get to bed on time, and if I eat, especially if I eat late at night, if I eat like after 8:04, I won't sleep, I'll have insomnia. You've got to end today right if you have any hope for a great tomorrow. And as much as I emphasize the morning routine and love the morning routine, and we do a lot in the renewal with start today right, I think the end today right routine is, in some ways, it's even more important, because you cannot start today right if you're still behind the eight ball from last night. So that's a great training. And maybe just go back and refresh your memory on some of these. And then November, we're looking at, in the United States anyway, Thanksgiving. I talked about the importance of being well balanced, and the Bible talks about times for feasting and times for fasting. We can't be perpetually feasting 365 days out of the year, but we can't be perpetually fasting either. We can't always be on a diet. You know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, your birthday, your wedding anniversary, your kid's birthday. I mean, in one sense, yeah, there's always an excuse, but we need to be balanced and ask Holy Spirit to give us wisdom. There's a time to feast. There's a time to celebrate. And there's a time to fast. And again, even just physiologically, I think I probably shared in there, and if not, I've shared it elsewhere, Tim Ferriss, who's kind of a human guinea pig, and he's done a lot of research on this, that it actually spikes your metabolism to take one day a week and just have a free day. Bill Phillips Fit for Life. I did really well in that. I love that. That was back in the day, like 20 years ago, I think. It's my children sneaking around. Don't mind her. And he had the same thing. He said, just take one day a cheat day. And then Tim Ferriss took it further and actually did scientific research on your metabolism. And he said, you lose more weight if once a week you have a free day and actually to have a feast. And that tells your body you're not starving, kind of re-jumpstart your metabolism. Now, having said that, if you have a sugar addiction, you need to know that. You better feast on fat and not sugar. So just a little aside there. And then Christmas, we had Christmas season strategies. I don't even remember what I shared. I'll have to be sure to review that this December. I come back from Guatemala on the 7th in time to, I think I'm hopefully just be able to enjoy and relax the month of September after being gone for 3 months. And then in January of this year, I did the 7 Secrets of Healthy Women. And that, I hope you've all watched, it is now kind of the welcome video. And I did that on purpose so that people who are brand new to the Renewal Lifestyle Club, maybe they've never even been in the 90-day renewal, but they come here and start with the Renewal Lifestyle Club, they would have a good idea of what the 90-day renewal is all about. So that 7 Secrets of Healthy Women is really kind of foundational. And that would be, again, some of these you're going to I need to go back and rewatch that one. I need to go back and remind myself of that. I'm thinking the same thing. I taught all this stuff, and I think I need to go back and watch some of them. And then in February, we had a really fun challenge of slow carbs and fast walks, because there are such a thing as good carbs. And I know I've said already that I do love ketosis, but you cannot permanently be in ketosis. Now, apparently there are a couple of people who've been in ketosis for 1,000 years and they have, amazing willpower and never feast. And you know what? God bless them. I'm a tiny bit jealous. But for the rest of us mere humans who cannot permanently sustain a lifestyle of ketosis, then the next best thing is slow carbs and fast walks. And slow carbs specifically is like beans. And there are others. I mean, I don't want to go into a lot of depth, but like and that's what Tim Ferriss recommends, that his 4-hour body book advocates that as well, the slow carb diet. And I actually had a weight loss coach who told me that especially if you need to lose a significant amount of weight, like you need to lose 100 pounds or something, the slow carb, because that's something you can do, you can sustain. Keto, it's like if you have a tablespoon of honey, you're out of ketosis and all bets are off. You're in trouble. The slow carb is not that all or nothing. And we say that all or nothing mentality can really be deadly to a lot of people. So if you're like, I can't do that ketosis thing, that's too all or nothing, and God's delivering me from that, it's not for me, then I really feel the slow carb is the way to go. And it's very, again, all of these, the ketosis, which is very, very low carb, the slow carb, paleo, all of these newer diets, they're very similar to what God gave me. How many years ago is it? Almost 20 years ago. Just kind of variations on a theme. And so we did a challenge with that. That's the one where I got carried away. I remember that one. I got carried away with the fast walks, and I decided I was going to run on the beach. You guys don't even know this. I decided I was going to sprint on the beach. How many of you know the beach isn't level? Well, some beaches. This one isn't. Yeah, I really hurt myself. 6 weeks of chiropractor later. Yeah. Got to be careful. No more running. No more running. No running. Well, not for me. No more running. My doctor said, you will not run anyway. You can walk very fast, but don't push it to the run. That's what did me in. But I did have fun for a minute pretending I was back in school. Okay. Again, this was another one of my favorites and would be a good one to go back and review. The training that I did on hormones, huge. That was such a game changer for me. And I went into great detail of what symptoms to look for. And if you have those symptoms, what adjustments you need to make to your diet. And we had a great challenge on that and how hormones relate to your happiness and your health. That helped me tremendously. That was the one where I realized, I think it was leptin was the hormone that I was struggling with. I'd never even heard of leptin until I think I read like 8 books. I seem to remember. And I decided to kind of test some different things. And I had to eliminate all fruit and all dairy. Except me, like, I think I had like 1 tablespoon of heavy whipping cream in my bulletproof coffee. But other than that, absolutely no dairy at all. And absolutely no fruit at all. And I was like, I felt amazing. And weight just started dropping off me. And I'd been at a plateau myself. And then we dove into body weight exercises. I mean, this is great, especially for those of you who travel or don't want to go to a gym and don't want to buy a lot of equipment. You don't need it. You can just use your own body. And I have been working with a trainer since I came back from Costa Rica, but now I'm going to be traveling all over. And she's like, okay, body weights, we're going to do push-ups and, just use your body as the exercise equipment. And we shared a lot of great exercises, a lot of great information in that one as well. And then we did gluten-free. And I think for a lot of people, again, this all ties together. Why is ketosis so powerful? Because you're getting rid of the carbs that have the gluten, the high carbs, the refined carbs. That's where the gluten is. And the pastas and all that jazz. And I think a lot more people have gluten sensitivities than they realize. And I did a huge, that's another one. I did a ton of research on all this stuff. And that's why when I look here, I'm going to pull it out. I meant to look at this. I may have mentioned this the other day. How many books I've read? Hang on. Here we go. I'm just curious. I'm entertaining myself if you don't mind. Can I entertain myself? I think I am at almost 400 books. Yeah. And the issue is that the gluten, it's been chemical. It's the chemical alterations, the genetic alterations in some of these crops. And I did a huge in-depth teaching on that, and we did the gluten-free challenge, and it was really powerful. And I tell you, I was totally gluten-free for the longest time. And then in Costa Rica, I don't know, I don't even remember what it was. I think I went out to dinner with a group of people, and I woke up the next morning, my whole face was swollen. I mean, swollen like beyond recognition because I had some gluten, and my body wasn't used to it. Yeah, incredible. And that's what it does. It causes inflammation. Then we had a great, this was inspired by my life in Costa Rica, and I guess they have some gyms, but most people just go to the free outdoor gym. They have all of these, and Colombia was the same way. They have these very elaborate outdoor exercise equipment and gyms. Colombia even more elaborate than Costa Rica, but it's very, very common. And everybody goes to these outdoor parks and uses all the exercise equipment. So that kind of inspired me to encourage all of us to get, because I was like, I don't want to exercise. I mean, I don't even like exercising at the gym in front of other people. Someone coordinate it. I'm going to exercise in public in front of people. People can even drive by and see me, but you get over it and get used to moving your body and exercising and stretching. So we had a challenge for outdoor stretching and then living out loud by speaking out information. And you guys already know that I think the affirmations are the most overlooked, underutilized aspect of the 90-day renewal. I think are incredibly, incredibly powerful. And I encourage you to write your own affirmations, record them, and listen to them daily. And just affirm what God says about you. So incredibly healing and powerful. And stretching is just great for you. And then we had the watch and pray challenge to just kind of be mindful. Set a timer on your watch, whatever, just remind yourself to pray. And we talked about visioning and all of that. That was a great challenge. And now we're in the middle of the Daniel plan. And that's really, again, just getting back to God's food. Now there are a little bit of grains in there. Me personally, I'm just cautious of grains, but eating just more vegetables and a little bit of fruit, but doing a little bit of, again, I could not be vegetarian for life, but taking 10 days or even 21 days to do a vegetarian lifestyle and clear out, you know, let your body process some of all the other junk that we eat. I think maybe once a year is really worth doing. At least once a year. And I think January is going to be a great, I'm going to kind of lay out my calendar for 2019, but I think, you know, maybe January might be a time to do a Daniel plan. And I'm thinking aloud, and I'm thinking that January to me is a better time to do like a bone broth, cabbage soup, hot, especially where we are, you know, it's winter here in North America, and really more of a, just the liquid fast. And then maybe do the Daniel plan like we did here, you know, in summer or early fall. And I'm thinking even more summer when there's a lot of fresh vegetables. That might be an even better time to do that. So I'm thinking aloud here. And then you also, as RLC, get the chapel, right? Is this how I'm going to hop over to the chat box? Is this bringing back memories? Of great things that you've learned? Which have been some of your favorites, just of what I've shared? Which of these are some favorites? Which of these challenges did you most enjoy? I'd love your feedback on that. Which was your favorite so far of all the different challenges that we've done? Yeah, you did great. Linda's sharing that she really loved the Daniel plan. You did. You did an amazing, amazing job. That was so incredible. I'm so proud of you. You and Dolores really worked hard on that one. Okay. And then the chapel, doing the thing that you dread, being willing to step up and say, wow, what do I really not want to do? That might be the very thing that God wants me to do. And then we talked about God's mighty muskox army. And for those of you who remember, it's when the muskox who live in the Arctic Circle, when they hear the wolves, which is the enemy, when they hear him begin to howl, they don't run away. They will not run away. They form a defensive circle around the weak and the young, and they take their stand and they fight. And that's really what we need to be for each other. You know, sometimes we're weak, sometimes we're strong, but we need to not run in fear from the enemy as he's looking for someone to devour. And we have to stand together and support one another. And then I did my annual St. Patrick Spiritual Seekers. You guys remember that? Having a sense of destiny, believing that your ship will come in, that God has an appointed moment for you to set out to what he's called you to do. Take your daughters to work day. Who remembers that one? What was the key teaching there? That every day is take your daughter to work day with our daddy. And he's proud of you. And he's not really expecting you to program the computer. if he's an engineer, he's not really expecting you to design the bridge. He just loves you. And he wants to take you to work and show you off. And that's really what it is. God wants to work through us. And most of all, he wants us to just be a delight through the process. In May, we did the climb and I shared lessons from our Grand Canyon hike and how it's the journey. And then I did a teaching on discernment. How do you know? Like, is this God? Is this me? And then kind of almost a part two of that. Can God get a message to you? Sometimes we say we're not hearing from God. Well, can he get a message to you? Because there's two parts to communication. There's the person who's speaking and the person who's listening. See, God's always speaking. We're on the listening side. The problem is never on the speaking side. Although I shouldn't say that. Sometimes God is intentionally silent. You see that in the life of Job. Sometimes God will just, I'm not going to say anything right now. Just let him say what he's saying and do what he's doing. But soon enough, God will speak again. So I need to correct myself because I think that there are occasional, not often, but there are occasional seasons of silence. And it's kind of the dark, it's what's called the dark night of the soul where you're like, Lord, but that shouldn't be a lifestyle. Again, that's a season, not a lifestyle. As a lifestyle, you should be hearing from God and he should be able to get a message through to you. And then we did the prayer of protection. Do you guys love that? And again, that's one that I'm making available, individually, and I actually send the prayer out as a gift that's free, and then people are offered the opportunity to get access to the same training that you had access to. And then I did a teaching in September on the ultimate RX, that's God's prescription for toxic emotions. And those of you who, like me, have been through some trauma and we've all been through some stuff. That type of toxic emotion, those traumas, can really lodge even physically in our being. So I did a teaching on toxic emotions, and then I did a teaching on prophecy, revealing the heart of God, and gave you insight to, what I think prophecy is. I gave you specific guidelines on how to operate in the prophetic. The Bible says all can prophesy. Not everybody is a prophet, Henceforth, I'm going to make you all call me Prophet Donna. No, I'm kidding. But the Bible says all can prophesy. And so I did a really, really practical teaching. That was really popular. People really loved that one. I did Secrets from the Bible and Science on How to Be Happy in honor of the happy holidays. In December, I shared with you my Make Today Great protocol. And that I turned into a form, which I do make available free on my website, and we turned it into a book. I mean, it's not fancy. It's just it's more like a journal. You get it and it's a collection of, daily pages. I might, I think I'd like to spruce that up and make it better, but for now it's pretty. And that's available on the website, but I gave you an in-depth training on how to use, my daily planning system. January, that was the watchword that God gave me for 2018, the seen and the unseen. And God said that in 2018, the deeper we go in the unseen in 2018, the higher he will take us in the seen in 2019. So it was like usually God just gives me a word for 1 year, but I felt like God gave me a word for 2 years, that 2018 was going to be a year where a lot of us, wow, feel it strongly. We're doing just preparation work, like internal work, logistical work, foundational work, and it wasn't really, we weren't really going to see the fruit that much of it. Other people wouldn't be recognizing all that we were doing and all that God was doing. It was going to be all that unseen work. Those of you who saw, I should have put it here. I think it was Shannon who shared an infographic on success, and it's an iceberg, and the tip of the iceberg is success, and that's what everybody sees. And then underneath of it is like failure, disappointment, discipline, hard work. So that's what that is. January 2018 was all about, you know, what's under the iceberg, all the stuff that nobody ever sees, the process that you're going through. And then next year will be the scene, the tip of the iceberg, whenever say, oh, look how successful she is. She wrote that book. She launched that blog. She's doing her speaking ministry. She's got this nonprofit going. She started a foundation to reach whoever, prison ministry. Right. Amazing. I did a teaching on listening prayer in February. On March, I did a teaching on Christian imagination and the power of the imagination, which I think was probably one of my most important. And I do want to bundle this together with this next one, which was Christian meditation, because we've allowed the New Age movement. This is what's not working. You know, what's not working for the church is just just standing back and letting the New Age and secular people, godless people, do all the imaginative, all the imagination, all the imaginative work, all the creativity. We've just given up any claim to it. It's a huge mistake. So I talked about cultivating imagination, a divine, divinely anointed imagination. And then the part two of that, so this was a two-part teaching, was Christian meditation. And I showed you how the imagination is an important part of meditation. Meditation is not just memorizing Bible verses. There's more to it. And we incorporated that actually into the watch and pray, having, done these foundational things on imagination and meditation. Then we were kind of tapping into imagination and meditation as we were watching and praying. And I'd love to hear some testimonies on that right there. I would love to hear some testimonies on that one of women sharing, how understanding imagination and meditation and visualization and all those things have enabled you to pray with more passion and with greater faith, because I'm sure that happened. We talk a lot in the special blessings prayer, which is week 8 of the 90-day renewal, about supernatural heart surgery. And so the Lord laid on my heart supernatural eye surgery, and it was talking about having a single focus. And I did a teaching on the Bible talking about when the eye is good and when the eye is bad, is the lamp of the soul. And it's just about being focused. Freedom through worship. That was a powerful teaching inspired by one of the chaplains at my missionary school in Costa Rica. That bad habits, addictions, emotional trauma, all these things that we need to break free and get free of. That freedom doesn't come through checklists and charts. I love checklists and charts. I give you checklists and charts all the time. But the freedom, you're not going to use the checklist and the chart if you're not free. Only a free person. Freedom is the ability to do what you know you ought to do, when, how, and where you ought to do it. Only free people can wake up in the morning and make a checklist and follow it. People who are in bondage can't do that. The freedom precedes the effectiveness. Freedom comes through worship. And I'm reminding myself of this. God's like, Donna. I did a teaching in July on the anointing. That's everything. And the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. The anointing, you've got people in your life that you're praying for, ministering to, reaching to, believing you're going to change. You know what? It's the anointing. That's what sets you apart. That's how people know the presence of God is with you and on you. And people recognize the anointing. They're drawn to the anointing. Again, whole in-depth teaching, walking in the anointing. So powerful. In August, I did a teaching on favor and how we walk in God's favor and how we access God's favor. And I've heard from a number of you that your absolute favorite all-time chapel. Of course, I'm always happy because every month at least one person says this was my favorite. I did have a couple of people say, you know, they just really loved the teaching that I did on applying the blood, because the prayer of protection is about kind of protecting, you know, your physical surroundings, your home, your family. That applying the blood is protection for your destiny. Applying the blood is about protecting your destiny. And I thought that was just powerful. And that's what the Lord showed me. So anyway, helpful so far. Was this a great reminder? Thank you guys for sharing your favorites. Yeah. Oh, this is so cool. So they're just, every person is posting something different. Wow. This is so cool. And this is exactly what I just said. Somebody loved, I love the drop a size. I love the keto teaching. I love the morning routine. Someone says, I love all of them. I've been here from the beginning. Another loved the Daniel plan. Another loved the watch and pray. Someone else loved the live out loud. Somebody else loved the stretching, which was the live out loud as well. Another, I love the hormone and happiness teaching. Here's someone saying they love the St. Patrick's Day. Another, I love the prayer of protection, the Christian meditation, imagination. The right to bear arms. Someone else says, I like the right to bear arms. Another too many issues. Oh, thank you guys. I appreciate that. Cool. Okay. So that was just the review. Wow. I got to check what time it is. Wow. That was almost an hour on review. I did not plan for it to be that long. Anyway, but all of those things are things that are working. Vision. Everything flows from vision. I think what's working in my life is that I have a vision. And when I start to lose sight of the vision or doubt the vision and think there's no way that the vision can come true, that's when I get in trouble. And that's when life is not working. And I'll post this. Most of you have already seen this book, Becoming the Ultimate You, which grew, this book grew into Make This Your Best Year Ever. So most of you have seen it. If you've been in that class, you've seen this book. But if not, I'll post it up to, when I post this replay, I'll post a copy of that book. But becoming the ultimate you is all about a vision. Step one is to clarify your vision. Those of you who are in the 90-day renewal, you know, we do the vision board prayer, and this book helps you to create a vision statement. Step two is to then plan based on that vision and what you said was the priority. Step three is to then create a measuring system to track your progress. I'm going to share more about all this in a minute. To establish accountability in your life, what you're doing, monitoring your milestones, making sure you're hitting those key, you know, measures throughout the year so that you're on track, and celebrating your achievements, so important. And the ultimate goal, this is where we're really got to focus more on step seven. That's imparting your gifts to impact the world. That's where that army of wise will women have already done steps one through six. They've made steps one through six a lifestyle. And only those who've made one through six a lifestyle are going to get to step seven. If you want to be a woman of influence, this is what works. Step one through six work to get you to step seven. Spirit, what's working to strengthen my spirit? Now I'm going to just get real personal, okay, and practical. Psalm 1, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. Okay, I'll tell you right now, Sana, I don't watch secular TV. I don't listen to secular music. I don't read any novels. I definitely don't read secular novels. I don't mix myself up with that stuff. And I'm sure that sounds legalistic to some people, but I'm sharing you what's working in my life. And I think that works for me. I don't need a steady stream of ungodly nonsense in my life. I don't want it. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. I also didn't have, I mean, most of you know, I don't have like some crazy social life where I'm always out doing this, doing that, and gossip and mindless nonsense. That person, the one who's focused on the Lord, and God and his kingdom and his priorities, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. That's what's working. Some of my favorite research is spiritually. And some of you have already heard these, so I won't keep giving the disclaimer that I've probably already told you these. I am in love with the New Testament International English Bible translated by my former pastor. It's very cheap. He offers it on Amazon at his cost. You can get the Kindle version. You can get the paperback version. I would get the paperback. I'm in love with it. It is amazing. It will open your eyes. It will open your eyes, especially those of you who came in the footsteps of Paul with me. It's going to blow you away. And I think most of you who were on that trip got that. I do love the YouVersion. You know, it's an app on your phone, the YouVersion app. It gives you a reminder every day. Every day it gives you like a Bible verse of the day, and it pops up on both my phone and my iPad because they're both in the same, you know, app store. And then there's a chronological Bible plan. And I just finished reading Andy's New Testament again, the second time I went through it, and now I'm doing the chronological Bible plan. So I'm going back to the Old Testament. Do you also love the one-year Bible? I love that as well. I did the one-year Bible in Kindle, and that gives you an Old Testament, New Testament, Psalm, and Proverb. I actually really, really like that, but I did that last year for reading through the Bible. So this year I'm going to do the chronological Bible again, which I really do love the chronological Bible. Again, I just started this, and it does the books of like the first five chapters of Genesis, maybe. And then it jumps over to Job. Very interesting. And it shows you things as they happen. You know, like when David has the affair with Bathsheba, that's when he writes Psalm 51. So they include it there after they tell the story of Nathan confronting him. After Nathan confronted him, he wrote that psalm. So it's included there. Really, really meaningful. I love that. I've done it a number of times, and I'm excited to be doing that again. I love you for the, I love sparkling gems from the Greek. And now there's a part two, which one of you sent to me as a gift. Thank you. You're so sweet. I'm enjoying Bethel TV. I got a 1-year subscription. I don't remember what I paid for it. It wasn't cheap. I mean, it was a few $100, I think, but I'm enjoying it. They have both teaching and worship, and you can get their conferences. I don't know if they live stream or soon thereafter. I don't know if I can get live stream. I never have. But I'm really enjoying that. And of course, I adore, am obsessed with missionary biographies, obsessed, and church history in general. Like, that's my obsession. Why? Because what God has done for one, he'll do for anyone. What God has done through one, he can do through anyone. And I need to build up my faith and say, Lord, you've done it before. You'll do it again. You pick that crazy, wacky person who made so many mistakes. Surely you can use me too. Surely you can use me too. And I need to build up my faith like that, because I'm sure none of you have made mistakes. Like, you're all perfect people. But, you know, I look at the mess. I was just sharing with Dolores. Dolores could blackmail me with what she knows. Rennie too. But I was even just sharing with Dolores, you know, some of the crazy stuff. But, you know, I need that. So if you have a less than perfect resume, Read some of these missionary, like the real ones, the really honest ones. Start with Jerusalem to Irianjaya. That is so honest. From Jerusalem to Irianjaya is like brutally honest missionary, collection of missionary biographies. It will really encourage you. Yeah, I cried through the whole thing. I've read it twice. And then for my soul, what's working? Are you guys enjoying this? What's working to strengthen my soul? My mind. So that was all spirit. So mind. I love Audible. Again, you know me. Great courses. The great courses. And you can get, if you get your Audible membership. Yeah, I've got two books on Audible. I'll post up those links. This Isn't the Life I Signed Up For, I think they have. And then Becoming the Woman God wants me to be, or Becoming a Vessel. I don't know which one. They've got some of my books on Audible, so I'll post up those links when I find them. I should know. I never know this stuff. But you can go on Audible and just type in great courses. And they've got a bunch on church history, and I just love them. Love them. I'm listening to one on Audible right now. I'm almost done. I think I've got like 1 hour left. It's on longevity, and it's amazing. It's so fascinating. Longevity, and I'm going to, you know, just watch for it. Believe me, there's going to be a teaching coming up very soon in an RLC near you on longevity. Really in depth, and longevity, not what you think, not what you think. Podcasts, I have a bunch of them that I have a subscription to, and when there's a new one, they'll pop up and remind me. A lot podcasts typically for me are not spiritual. I usually do business podcasts, but you can do spiritual ones. Joel Osteen's got one. Joyce Meyer's got one. I used to listen to those all the time. Kindle Paper White. Notice I have that underlined. I would not get the Kindle Fire. Why? Because Kindle Fire is just like an iPad. And that can be deadly because then you get distracted and you can go off. And it's also different on your eyes. The paper white is like a book. It's like having a paperback book. It doesn't cause eye strain and it doesn't have any distractions. There's no checking Facebook Messenger or your email. You know what I downloaded on Audible? Institutes of Christian Religion. Complete works of John Calvin. And not even a Calvinist anymore. You guys do the math. Can you add this up for me? Somebody add this up. Okay, you ready? I'll give you the number. 7888887. Okay. No. So what was it? No.
Institutes of the Christian Religion by John Calvin.
It's reading to me. It's reading to me. How many eights was that? Somebody get that? That's how many hours it is. I mean, that's his magnum opus. Anybody get the number? I don't know what it was. It's got to be 50 anyway. I'm being a tiny bit silly. But it's at least, it's got to be at least 50 hours or more of John Calvin. And it's fascinating. I'm just kind of diving into that. That's back to Audible. But the Kindle, I told you, I've got 400 books on my Kindle. And I just completely love it. But get the paper white so you're not distracted. I love Duolingo. You know, you guys know I just went to Costa Rica for 3 months to study language. And I've got, you know, I've done everything. I've done Rosetta Stone. I've done this. I've done that. I've done the other. I really just do love Duolingo. It's fun. It's easy. You can do it on your phone if you've got little hands. I can never do anything on my phone. You could do it on your iPad. I do. Sometimes I use my iPad. It's really designed more as an app. It's really designed more for your iPad or your phone. I personally, just I'm old school because I've been on a keyboard forever. I like it better on my laptop. And I think you guys, if you're involved with the renewal, you probably saw it. I was at the Barnes and Noble, and just kind of sitting and listening, and I overheard these people, and I knew it was Farsi. That's from, you know, Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. And so I went over, you know, and I used my little Farsi, and I started talking with them, and just had like talk. So I'm digging and working. Talk with them for like, I probably talked with them for like an hour. They left. It was a big family, and a family from two couples from Brazil came and sat in the same table. No. Okay. They leave. I don't know. A guy comes over and strikes up a conversation with me. And I don't know how it gets to. He's on his way to Costa Rica. So I start practicing a little bit of Spanish with him. And then the family, the two couples from Brazil come. So I go over and try to, my Portuguese is a joke right now. So, but I was able to talk with him in Spanish. I mean, it's just such a blessing to be able to go and talk to people whenever I hear, meet, see somebody. You know, I was at the toll booth on the way to get my trusted traveler certification. I asked everybody at the time, so where are you from? I asked, but where are you from? Oh, how's that? And it's just a dialogue and engage with people. There's so many immigrants who come to the United States. You know, we as believers, you know, we don't want to, maybe you don't want to go. Hey, they're coming to us. You know, learn a little bit of the, learn to say hi. Oh my gosh, those Persians were so happy. Like the woman was like in tears that I was speaking Farsi to her. And pick up a little language and then go on a mission trip, right? Just, it, anyway, expand your horizons, I guess is what I'm saying. And then for the will, reviewing my annual and weekly goals daily. That's, you know, that willpower. And it's about staying on course, right? Staying on course and doing what you set out to do. Don't make New Year's resolutions and then I don't have any willpower, so nothing happened with them. Every day. Unless things go completely haywire, which things are a little haywire lately, honestly. But in a good way, because I'm doing a lot of family stuff because I've been gone so much. But every day. How often do you review your annual goals? Because I take my annual goals and I turn them in. If you've not taken the Make This Your Best Year Ever class, you got to do that. And if you have, this is just a review. Annual goals. Okay, so what do I need to do this month? Okay, so I've got that. And then every Sunday, okay, so that's what I need to do this month. What do I need to do this week? Okay, so I need to sleep. And then every week, okay, so then what do I need to do today? And just keep it in front of you. At least keep it top of mind. And then my Make Today Great form, which I have on one of these pages that's going to come up in a minute here. And, you know, I did a whole training with you guys on that. I love that. That's what I do every morning. I wake up, first thing I do, or one of the first things I do, I'm going to give you my habit stack in a minute, but when my work day starts, let's say, when I'm ready to start my work day, I take out my Make Today Great form and fill it out. Just putting life on autopilot. That's the key. So that you don't need a lot of willpower. Just habits. So I'm going to get to that habit stack in a minute. And I did a teaching on habit stack. I don't remember where it was, but on one of these, I did a habit stack. I think I did it in Watch and Pray. In Watch and Pray, I taught on habit stacking. That's right. Little bits with consistency. And then Circle of Three accountability. And you're in the RLC. You have accountability groups. Make sure they're working for you. Make sure they're not just chit-chat sessions or accountability groups in name only. If your accountability group needs to step it up, then step it up. Let Rennie know. But I have my own accountability group, and it actually includes, well, I'll tell you who it is, my Circle of Three accountability. It's Rennie and Tamara Aragon. And we get once a week, you know, get on the line and no excuses. What's working for you? Hey, we could try that too. What's not working? Where are you stuck? Where do you need our input? What were your goals? How'd that go? What are your new goals? How are you rewarding yourself? What are the dire consequences? And then for emotions, a gratitude list and affirmations. And just every day, those two things. And time outdoors, I find is very healing. And making progress on bother items, that's big for me. That might be a tiny bit stronger for me just because of my temperament and that I like things done and I don't like things undone. But I've taught this a ton in the renewal, in the clutter session, that your subconscious mind knows all the things that you need to do, whether it's whether you need to forgive someone or whether you need to make a phone call or whether you need to lose weight or whether you need to repaint the back deck or whether you need to walk the dog or whether you need to pay your tax. You know, your subconscious knows everything that you need to do. And it's just cluttering up your brain. Somewhere, even when it's not top of mind, it's in there. And so what helps me emotionally is just making progress on those bother items. And I teach that, I'm sure, in the renewal. You make a list somewhere in your notebook of all the things that are bothering you. Like, I've got to change that light bulb. Is it just me? I've got to change that light bulb. I've got to get a key made. Especially me, as much as I travel, it's like, oh, man, when I get home, I got to do this. And then it bothers me. Because it's got to get done that's not done. to get out of your brain, do a brain dump onto your bother list, and then just make some progress on it. And I've got to say, my girls have really been helping me with making progress on just little things, right? Minimizing clutter and possessions. I've talked a lot about that. Just simplify, simplify, simplify. Because when you have less, there's less to bother you. And this really helps me. When I put my head on the pillow, I have a habit. I take out my fingers, you know, I gotta use my fingers to count. At least 10. And then after that, I can just keep going. Things I did right. What did I do right today? Because I'm like everybody else. I mean, there are days that just get away. There's weeks that get away. You're like, what? What just happened? You ever come to an end of the day and you had a list and you didn't get to any of it? Yeah, me too. Me too. But I'm not going to go to sleep with that thought that, oh my gosh, everything's chaos. Surely I did something right. And I'm going to come up with 10 things I did right before I even think about going to bed. And just keep, sometimes I just keep going. Like tiny things. Like I always try to be nice to the neighbors. I mean, I've got crazy neighbors, I'm just saying. But I try anyway. I try to talk to everybody. I try to talk to the UPS man. I talk to the mailman. I talk to everybody. Everybody. I try to talk to, hi, how are you? How's it going? How's your dog? Like your dress? How's it? Oh, that flower's pretty. Yeah, so maybe all I did was talk to the lonely old man who's waiting for his wife to come. He's down the street. I see him. His yard is so bad. I'm like, and I finally saw him. He's just a little old man. He's like, yeah. So I'm talking. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and we come down and, you know, the winter, and my wife isn't here. And just talk to him for a while, like a human being, like an actual conversation. So I'm going to give myself credit for that. So I didn't get that keynote presentation done, but I took, 20 minutes and talked to a lonely old man. It's making some sense, and that was the right thing to do. It's not always the checklist and the chart. You've got to be well balanced. And I've gotten more balanced in my old age. And then for body, that's a mistake. Ignore that. What's working to strengthen my body in the diet area, I do well on the ketogenic and using the keto strips to monitor, because again, I like that satisfaction of, oh, okay, maybe the scale didn't move, but hey, I am in ketosis. I just love those doggone strips, I will tell you. And also, I didn't mention it, also the alkaline strips, that's from the Drop a Size program. I really do like those, and I've run out of those. Here, I'll write that. I will remind myself to take those to, especially to Brazil. But I do the four salts, a couple times a week to make sure I'm staying alkaline, even though I'm not testing that. And I shared this earlier, just eliminating fruit and dairy entirely. That's what enabled me to get back before I went to Greece and Italy. Oh, I was so happy I was back in the 120s. And then I went to Costa Rica, and that was the end of the 120s. But I don't think that's a permanent lifestyle. But again, if you're at a plateau, it might help and see the session on hormones. As far as exercise for me, just time and creation, walking. I love to ride my bike. And then LSP, lunge, squat, push-up. Just simple. And I don't do push-ups on the floor. I just do them against the kitchen counter. Lunge. Or you could do them against a wall. Start against a wall and then move to the counter. And then someday maybe you can do them. I've got toe problems, so I don't do well with push-ups on the floor. But LSP, lunge, squat, push-up, just simple, simple. Two times per week, I've been meeting with a trainer, and I've really been enjoying that. I found I don't like the big gyms. I don't know, it's too much weirdness. I did do CrossFit, and that had a lot of camaraderie. I like that, except it bulked me up. But I really like this gym, and I don't know if it's a chain. It's called Focus Fitness, and it's really small, and it's dark. I'm not kidding you. It has really dim lighting. I didn't even know how to explain it. It's enough lighting for you to see what you're doing, but it's not enough lighting for you to feel like you're a public spectacle. I don't know how they do it. It's recessed lighting, but I love it. I just completely love it. Anyway, Yeah, I don't want to feel like I'm exercising in the spotlight. And that's why, you know, but we did exercise outdoors. So, but as far as being in the gym, I don't know. I just, anyway, I'm not a gym fan, but I have been going to a trainer twice a week and it's working. Right now it's working. Light weights, high reps, unlike CrossFit, where they try to make me lift heavy stuff. And then here's my habit stack. This is what I know this is running way longer than I thought it was. Are you guys still hanging with me? You guys still with me? Oh, Teresa added it. It was 55. So I've got 55 hours or 62. It's something like that. It's between 55 and 70 hours of John Calvin's theology. It's going to be a lot of fun. Woohoo! Okay, so here's my habit stack and we'll end with this. I'm sorry this ran so much longer than I thought it would. I just got excited about reviewing. That was supposed to be a quick review. Anyway, so here's my habit stack. Donna, make this fast. This is kind of the willpower free life on autopilot. I just need to preface this by saying I'm not there yet, but this is what I want my habit stack to be. This goes back to the watch and pray training where, you know, there's certain things you're going to do. You're going to wake up. Yep. You're going to get out of bed. You're going to have breakfast. Okay. At some point, you're going to have dinner at some time. Point you're going to, you know, those things that for sure you're going to do, you've already established those. And then you tie in new habits or, you know, kind of sub habits to those for sure things. So you'll see how I've laid out my habit stack. Okay. I am going to wake up, right? So there's a habit that I can stack onto. Okay. And you'll see that these are all laid out the way with the same structure. So 5 a.m. wake up to a cell phone set to inspiring music. I like Mandisa's. Good morning. Right now I have for King and Country, The Proof of Your Love, but you know, pick a song that gets you up, you could do Eye of the Tiger and something that gets you up. And I have done that one. Get a song that gets you up and gets you going and inspires you and just, you know, put the cell phone in the hallway or far enough across the room that you have to get up to turn off the alarm. And I won't reiterate about don't snooze. Immediately kneel to pray. Okay. So get up, turn it off, kneel to pray. And then make your bed. When you get up from kneeling to pray, make the bed right then. And this, there's so much scientific evidence behind this. It just psychologically, you just get that done. And then the rest of the day, okay, got that done. At 5:30 a.m., breakfast, I have my iPad as I, you know, like my alarm is on my iPad. So I turn it off. And, you know, you open it up, turn it off, and then just right away, just either go to Bethel TV or Audible. I've been going to Audible because I've been addicted to my Audibles, but I need to do more on the Bethel TV because I paid for it for a year. But I've just been loving so many of my Audibles that I've been going to that lately. So now I'm carrying that down the stairs, right? I've gotten out of bed and I'm carrying it. It's already starting. I'm already learning. And I'll take that down with me when I'll do my lemon. I'll do lemon water and then I'll have a glass of water after the lemon water. And then I'll swish coconut oil, rinsing my mouth with the coconut oil. And I might go around and do some little household chores and wipe things up while I'm swishing the oil for a while. And then after I'm done that, I rinse my mouth with water. And then at some point, you know, maybe a half hour later, I'll have like a protein shake with my vitamins. Around 6 o'clock, I'll have my quiet time, which includes the Bible and a devotional and prayer. And then 7 o'clock around here right now, this time of year, 7 o'clock is the sunrise. And I like to be outdoors to greet the sunrise. If I can walk for maybe 30 to 60 minutes. And sometimes I'll record a voice note because I'll have my phone with me. Or I'll listen to a podcast or I listen back to previously recorded voice notes while I'm walking on the beach. And occasionally I'll do a Facebook Live for you guys. I used to do that so much more often. It wasn't called Facebook Live then. It was called Periscope. And I used to go to the beach all the time and do little teachings. But anyway, maybe I'll get back to that. 8 o'clock, a couple days a week, I'm working with the trainer at 8 o'clock, or I might be doing a morning routine, or I might do a bike ride. It's kind of a little bit of a variable there. 9 o'clock-ish, shower and groom, and boy, did I learn a harlot. After the shower, and after releasing the steam, because Donna was taking her MacBook Pro into the bathroom while having hot showers. and listening to Bethel or Audible or podcast. How many of you know that was not a good idea? Yeah. Good thing my daughter went to the Apple store and batted her eyelashes and they fixed it. So don't do that after you've released the steam from the room, or if you're not doing a shower and you're just like grooming and doing your face and all that jazz. Then, Donna, then you can have, don't use your laptop anyway. But maybe you could use your phone or your iPad or something. Those are more waterproof, apparently. So now you know. And then 10 o'clock is the official. I try to maybe officially begin my workday somewhere around 10-ish. And like I already told you, the first thing I'll do is fill out this form. And that's exactly what I do. Yep. Fill it in. Star. And there's a whole training on this. You guys can go back and access. And I do, you know, one is, you know, what it maybe one thing to make today great. One max would be two, but usually just one. One. And then my shine, start the day with God, hold my weight under, you know, whatever weight. I is, those are like what to do on the internet. N is no vain thing. So what, you know, my distraction proof items, and then exercise and eat right. And I have I actually have more detail that I write under the exercise. And then C is star. That stands for sowing seeds, tending the garden, always praying for the harvest, and repeat. So that's basically my things to do today list. And then at the end of the day, it's time to review three amazing things about today. And today would have been even better if, okay? So first I go through my make today great planning process. And then I do this. This is a kind of a new thing every day. Write out my goals. Remember I told you my annual goals? I actually rewrite my annual goals. I've got, how many do I have? I think there's 7. 3? Yep. There's 7 goals. And every day I write out my 7 goals for the year. And I write, you know, this year or in 2018, I will goal number 1, goal number 2. And then I write out 10 things that I'm grateful for. And I try to write a little bit detail, not like just flowers, blue sky, you know, just really write like, oh, well, I'm so grateful that today the hibiscus was blooming, you know, and, you know, really just do more of a gratitude journal, I should say. And I want 10 items, but make it more journally, you know, make it maybe it's a few pages. And then I'll do Duolingo or my language books. Of course, when I was in Costa Rica, that would be like the full day would be studying in class. And then, of course, run WEU. This I'm not doing, but I need to be doing. I need to be doing more writing. I'm not doing any writing. That's here. That was me slapping my wrist. Bad Donna Award. I need to get back to writing. That's my main gift, and I've not been using it, so not good. And then again, that's why we're not going to do the renewal anymore. And which is scary for me because that's my main income. That's really scary. How's that for honest? It's really scary. It used to be my main income. But we're not going to do it anymore because then I've got to do it every week. And it's just draining. It's just too much. I mean, it's great, but it's just too much. And that's why I'm not writing. I stopped writing when I started really doing WEU. So I spend all my time teaching online and not writing. And I need to get back to that. So that's one of my goals. And that's something you pray for me. And also creating more audios and videos. I mean, I do these videos, you know, a couple, you know, a month, but I need to do more. Thinking about maybe a podcast, we'll pray about that. So my work day is kind of 10 to 5. Sometimes I'll go to Starbucks. Sometimes I'll go to Panera Bread. I should probably get out more often. I tend to be more productive when I get out of the house. But of course, if, you know, I'm teaching in the middle of the day, then I can't do that. This, you know, guys, it is just that varies. And then 6, 7, this is where it's kind of like as the day progresses, it's not as clear. It should be more clear. But try to finish by 7, stop eating by 7, clean up, go for an evening walk, love an evening bike ride, spend time with family or friends. 7 to 8, winding down, time with family, reading, relaxing, listen to worship or affirmations, evaluate the day. That's when I'll go back to the last part of the form, have some lemon water detox tea. 9 o'clock. I especially in Costa Rica, I was doing 2 showers a day. There you have it. And that is actually one of the rules. If you were with a family, you weren't allowed to do that. But I'll either, you know, wash up or do a shower around 9. Listen to something on my iPad while I'm doing my evening grooming routine if it's not a shower. Turn off the electronics and try to be in bed by 10 o'clock. With my, I'm allowed to have my Kindle Paperwhite. That I do allow. I don't count that as a, quote, electronic because I can't go on the internet or anything like that. And as I mentioned earlier, it's not as hard on the eyes as electronics are. Until I'm sleepy, and then that's it. That's the end of it. There's my daily routine. Well, I hope that you found this helpful. What's working now in my life, and that's what I've been trying to share with you and trying to mentor you and impart to you out of my own walk with God and my own passion for learning and growing, my passion for constant personal and professional development, but sharing that with you from a biblical perspective. And I pray that it's been a blessing to you, that you've enjoyed this review. And if you weren't with me live and you're listening to the replay, you may find that many of the classes I mentioned are now available for individual sale. And I will post up along with this video the links to where you can go and purchase some of the trainings that you may have missed. But thanks so much for joining me.